Recorded Books and One Click Digital present Fatal Pursuit by Martin Walker, narrated by Robert Ian McKenzie. Chapter 1. The lunar calendar said that the new moon made this a good day to plant broad beans, arugula, and spinach, just as the previous days of a waning crescent moon were said to be the time to weed and to start a new compost heap. As Bruno Courage, chief of police of the small French town of Saint-Denis, planted the seeds he'd brought from his greenhouse, he wondered if this was some old wives' tale. Other gardeners he knew and trusted, prime among them the mayor of Saint-Denis, swore that the traditional ways of the lunar calendar worked for them, and there was no arguing with the quality of the generous crops they harvested. So when the mayor had given him a copy of the Lunar Almanac and advised him to try following its advice, Bruno thought he'd make the experiment. At the far side of his vegetable patch, his basset hound, Balzac, gazed at Bruno curiously, probably wondering why he was not allowed to play in this part of the garden.
"There is some science behind it," the mayor had insisted. "It's like the tides of the sea. The moon's gravity draws up the moisture in the soil when it's waxing and lets it down again when it's waning. So plant your above-ground vegetables when it's a waxing moon and your below-ground ones when it's waning. It works for me."
The last of the seeds planted, Bruno used his watering can to sprinkle the ground and then stretched to ease his back, turning his face to the early morning sun. He'd picked the last of his vegetables when the moon had set the time.